请坐。
Please be seated.
Children, you can go to Sunday school.
我们小朋友可以去主日学了。
欢迎 ，Welcome.
再次欢迎大家。
Today, a lot of people, the young people, have gone to badminton.
对，今天我们的青年团去呢，他们去参加他们的活动了。
I've been left alone because Suzanne, my son, my daughter are all taking them to badminton.
很遗憾，今天就我们家就我一个人来，因为我的太太还有我的孩子们呢，他们都去参加这个团去了。
You know, when you are by yourself at church, you feel some of the anointing is gone.
好像觉得如果只是只身一人的话，觉得好像恩膏都少了一点。
We pray that God will bring whole families to church.
是的，我们祷告神会带领我们全家，我们的全家人都来到我们的教会当中。
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Today I want to talk to you about being generous.
今天我想跟大家分享的主题是让我们要慷慨。
You know, in a time like this, you know, when is the best time to be generous?
什么时候呢我们应该要慷慨呢
You know, rich people say, when you are rich, you don't have to pay for a lot of things.
可能有钱的人说当他们很富有的时候你不很多东西你都不需要付钱。
But when you're poor, you have to pay.
但是当你很贫穷的时候好像什么都要给钱。
Isn't it? So when you go to a restaurant, if they see that you are a rich man, oh no, this is okay, on the house, on the house.
可能如果是有钱人你去到餐厅吃饭他说、哦、可以免单免单因为你有钱。
You see, we need to be generous when people need that generosity.
但是当我们有需要的时候我们特别需要这样一个慷慨。
In a situation like today where there is a lot of needs, people are not as well off as us, that's when we need to be generous.
在现在这个世道当中有很多很有需要的人在这个时候我们需要要慷慨。
So I'm very proud of what you have done for the people in Ukraine.
我为大家我们教会的肢体为在乌克兰的那些孤儿他们的资助我非常的、自豪。
You know, many of us want God to be generous to us.
我们很多人希望神对我们很慷慨。
How about being generous to others?
但是让我们对别人能慷慨呢
Some people are so mean when they hold on to their money so tight. Even the queen in that money is crying.
很多时候真的是对自己的那个钱财啊真的很看得很重非常吝啬就是那么一点点可能硬币他都不舍得。
We need to open our hands.
我们需要打开我们的手。
To give.
来给予。
Amen.
Amen.
The people who need it.
对那些真的有迫切需要的人。
You see, this is one of the characteristics about God.
这也是神的一个特性之一。
He is generous.
神是一个非常慷慨的神。
And he provides.
神给我们有丰盛的供应。
Why does God have to provide?
为什么神会供应给我们呢?
It's because that is the responsibility of a creator.
因为这是作为一个创造主的一个职责。
God has the responsibility of providing for creation.
神作为一个创造主，他对他的受造之物有这个义务来供应给他们。
If you look at nature today, all the animals, the trees, the plants, all have their needs met.
我们看，我们四处看完那个大自然的时候，所有的植物、动物，他们的所需所求都得到供给。
Everything in creation works because God is providing.
这世上的所有一些受造之物，他们之所以可以运行，是因为这位神的供应。
That's why Jesus said, "Don't worry, because look at the birds of the air and the flowers and the grass, the trees."
所以神说，我们不要忧虑，所以你看地上的青草和花木，还有那些动物，就知道了。
They do not worry because they know the Creator will provide.
他们不收也不种，但他们知道，那创造他们的主自会供应。
We are His creation.
同样的我们也是神的创造
Therefore, he will provide.
同样神也会供应给我们
Because God cannot deny his character.
因为神不会来否定他自己的一个本性
He cannot deny his nature.
神也不会否定他的本性
He will look after his creation.
神一定会看顾好他的受造之物
And so we as people, we need to be the image of Christ.
所以我们作为神的子民我们要有基督的样式
Here,I want to use a story of Elijah.
这里我想跟大家用以利亚的故事
and a widow
和这个寡妇的那个故事来跟大家讲讲
to see how God provides.
让我们来看看神如何来供应
Remember, provision is the responsibility of the Creator.
我们要记住了，供应是创造主给受造之物的一个职责。
When you give birth to a child, when you give birth to a child,
当我们生养孩子的时候
，it is your responsibility to raise up that child.
是我们做父母的责任，我们要养育着我这个孩子。
You cannot say to that baby, "I gave birth to you. You look after yourself."
我们不可能对一个刚刚出生的婴孩说，我生了你，然后你就自生自灭吧。
Notice, mother and father, we have a natural instinct to look after our child.
大家注意到，我们做父母的有这个天然的本性，要去养育这个孩子。
Because it's part of our nature.
这是我们的一个本性。
Amen. And that's why God cannot help but to provide.
所以，作为神，同样的，他是情不自禁一定要来供应给我们的。
That's why don't struggle over that. Whether God will look after you, He will.
所以不要去纠结说神会不会看顾你，他一定会看顾好你。
That's why Jesus said, "I will not leave you as orphans."
所以主耶稣在告诉我们，他说不会撇下我们为孤儿。
In fact, God missed us so much; He sends His Holy Spirit to be with us.
甚至神如此爱我们，赐下他宝贵的圣灵来与我们同住。
And that's not enough; He wants to be in us.
而且他不光赐下圣灵，而且他想要给我们住在一起。
God is always looking for intimacy.
神寻求的总是与我们的一个亲密。
That intimacy reminds us God provides. He's with us.
神所渴慕的这个亲密再次提醒我们，神他有这个供应给我们的能力。
And so in 1 Kings chapter 17, we see a story of Elijah, a prophet.
在列王记上这里我们有看到以利亚作为一个先知。
He was a prophet of Israel.
他当时是以色列国的一位先知。
At that time, the king of Israel was called Ahab.
在那个时候，以色列的王叫阿亚哈。
And the queen was Jezebel.
那个女王呢是耶洗别。
And because of the sin of Israel, Elijah prophesied that it would not rain.
因为以色列民所犯的罪，先知以利亚就发预言说，在以色列地不会降雨。
Now you may find why is it that he stopped the rain?
你可能大家会想，为什么这个先知会阻止这个雨的降下
？Because at that time in Israel they worship a god Baal.
因为他们那个时候拜的是那个偶像叫巴利。
Baal as a god is also means Lord, husband, Lord.And husband.
那个巴利这个偶像，他的名字呢，也代表说主和一个丈夫的意思。
And he is a god of the rain.
他就是那个掌管雨水的那个神。
And so Elijah was telling you, "Okay, I'm going to stop the rain and see whether your god can turn it on again."
所以以利亚就说，看我就要让你这个雨不会降下来，看你所拜的这个偶像能不能来逆转前非。
Because at that time there were many, many Baal priests, and because of Jezebel, people were worshipping the idol.
当时因为耶洗别在以色列全地有非常多，众人都拜这个巴利这个偶像，有很多祭司来服侍这个偶像。
See, when God challenges an idol, He always does the opposite.
所以当神要挑战这个偶像的时候，他总是做与他相反的事情。
The God of the rain, He turns off the tap.
他让这个降雨的这个神把他的那个闸阀关上了。
And so God then tells Elijah, "Go to the river brook, go to the brook, and I will command a raven to provide for you."
然后那个神呢，耶和华神就吩咐以利亚先知去到一个小溪边，他说在那里我会命令一个乌鸦给你供给食物。
How many of you would ever think a raven, a bird, will every day?Bring food to you.
有多少人有想象过这样一个场景？一只鸟，一只乌鸦，每天定时定点给你供应食物给你。
A raven by instinct is a scavenger. They eat. They don't give.
对于那个乌鸦，它本身它就是那种索取的那种肉食动物。
And yet God commanded the raven.
他自己本身就是他自己只顾自己吃的那种动物。
To do something that was not natural to them.
但是他神可以让这个动物做一个来跟他的本性相违背的事情。
Nobody here will ever think that God provided for Elijah in that way.
所以没有一个人可以想象到神是借着这样一个方式来供给给以利亚。
You see, when God provides for us, it is beyond the way we think.
所以神的供应，他的方式是超乎我们所想所求的。
We think a new job. We think pay increase. We think this and that.
我们可能会想说神供应的方式通过一个新的工作或者给我们的加薪或者用这种方式或者那种方式。
And when it does not happen, we feel anxious.
但是如果神没有按照我们所期待的方式发生的时候我们就变得很焦虑了。
Amen. And that is why we get frustrated when we pray, God do this, God do that for me.
所以当我们去跟神祷告求说神啊你为我做这个为我做那个神没有这样做的时候我们就感到非常的焦虑
How about asking God how are you going to provide
我们尝试换一种方式跟神祷告说神你要如何来供应给我呢
And then God said to Elijah Go to the river brook And I've commanded a raven to provide for you
然后神就吩咐以利亚去到那个小河边说我会安排一个乌鸦来给你供食
And then when the river brook dried up God now has a second plan to provide for Elijah
然后呢过了一段时间以后当那个河水里面的那个河水呢干枯了以后那么神又定了第二个计划来继续的供应给以利亚
And in verse 8 we catch up with the story
然后在这里列王记上的十七章第八节我们接着看这个故事
said, Then the word of the Lord came to him Go at once to Zarephath of Sidon And stay there I have commanded a widow in that place To supply you with food
这里耶和华神对以利亚说你起耶和华的话临到他说你起身往西顿的撒列法去住在那里我已吩咐那里的一个寡妇供养你
You know when there's a famine in the land
当时以色列全地在经历一个饥荒
The poorest people are the widow and the orphans
在那个时候最贫穷的人就是孤儿寡妇
They are the ones that run out of food first
他们是那个最先缺乏食物的那一群人。
So God commanded a widow.
神吩咐了一个寡妇。
But the widow herself doesn't even know.
但是那个寡妇她自己本身还没有意识到这件事情。
Later when we read the story, the widow was surprised.
因为当我们看故事后面发觉那个寡妇她自己本身都很惊讶。
That God made her a provider when she herself got nothing.
因为当时他意识到神让他自己成为那供应者，然后他意识到他自己就是很缺乏的时候。
But the Bible clearly say, I have commanded.
但是圣经清楚地讲到，耶和华是我吩咐了这个寡妇。
In other words, God has already commanded your provision before he even told anybody.
所以就是神在他告诉任何人之前，他已经命令这个供应的发生。
Why? Because all God needs to say the word, it has to happen.
因为就像神的本性神说这个话这个事情就要发生
Whether anybody hears it or not it will happen
不管有没有人听到这个事情一定会发生
That's why God's words are so powerful when he says it Nobody can stop those words from coming to pass
Amen 因为这就是神的话语如此有能力没有任何人可以阻止神的话语的应验
And that widow was from a place that is a Gentile city
那么这个寡妇呢是住在一个外邦人的城市
You know God never commanded a rich man a Jew to provide for Elijah
神这里没有命令一个富有的犹太人来供给给以利亚
That's why in church we're always looking for the rich people to provide the rich people to offer Do you know I find the rich people are the meanest
很多时候我们在教会当中我们常常去看那个最富有的人去让他们有奉献啊做什么但是其实很多时候那种相反有钱人他反而是最吝啬的一种人
Not all of them
当然我不是指全部人
Some rich people are so mean
真的有一部分那种有钱人他们真的很吝啬
That's why they're rich
就是因为这样子他们才能很有钱
Some of the most generous people that I ever met in my life are the poorest
相反，在我生命中，我所遇到的一些非常慷慨、非常大方的人，他们反而并不是很富有的人。
When I go on a mission to a very poor country, and I spend a week with people who got nothing, I feel they're the most generous people ever.
当我去一些很穷的国家去宣道的时候，我跟那些很贫穷的人待在一起超过一周，然后我觉得他们那群人才是让我觉得是非常非常慷慨大方的人。
They receive.
当他们领受的时候
and they give you whatever they have.
然后他们把倾倒他们所有都给你
What they don't have, they give their love to you.
就算他们物质上没有他们把他们的爱都倾倒给你
Their hospitality to you.
他们对你的热情的接待
You know, every time when you spend a week with these people, when you come back to London, you said, Lord, I don't want to live in London.
可能如果你跟这样的一群非常热情的一群人住了一段时间再回到伦敦的时候你会说主啊其实我不想住在伦敦这样的大城市
Because we, God never made us to be like that
因为神并不是创造我们成为这个样子
Sometimes when you go to the third country you really feel humanity what it means to be a community what it means to provide for one another to share
其实我们去那些发展中国家的时候很贫穷的国家我们才意识到什么是来在一个团社区当中什么是彼此的一个扶持和彼此的供应
So isn't it strange that God commanded a widow to provide for Elijah
所以是不是很奇怪神吩咐这个寡妇来亲自的供养以利亚呢
So he must be surprised
所以这个寡妇她自己也很惊讶
It's a bit like God saying to Betty I have commanded the poorest person in that village, the beggar, to provide for you.
就好像举例说，神对 Betty 说，我已经安排了命令的这个村里面的最贫穷的这个乞丐来供养给你。
Will that give you faith?
如果你听到这样的话，会给你有信心吗？
Oh yes, Lord, hallelujah.
你会说，哦，主啊，哈利路亚，感谢你。
Oh Lord, thank you, Lord, I believe.
是的，主，哈利路亚，感谢你，我相信。
See, Elijah must have thought, what's going on here?
可能以利亚听到这样的话，他自己都会很诧异。
So he went to find out.
然后他也是接着去到那个地方。
Verse 10, he went to Zarephath, and when he came to the town gate, a widow was there gathering sticks. He called her and asked, would you bring me a little water in a jar so that I may have a drink?
以利亚就起身往撒勒法去，到了城门，见一个寡妇在那里捡柴。以利亚呢就呼叫她说，求你用器皿取点水来给我喝。
Verse 11, as she was going to get it, he called,And bring me, please, a piece of bread.
他去取水的时候，以利亚又呼叫他说：“也求你拿点饼来给我。”
Notice, it's a drought.
记得当时是干旱，在干旱的时间。
Water is precious.
那个时候干旱季节，水是非常珍贵的。
Food is precious.
食物也非常珍贵。
Notice, this woman didn't even ask any question. She did what he said.
就是你注意到这个寡妇听到以利亚的那个吩咐以后呢，她的要求以后，她没有做任何的回答，她就直接照着吩咐去做了。
If Elijah asked me to do that, I said, get out of here.
如果以利亚对我说这样的话，我肯定说，走开吧。
What kind of con man are you? What kind of man are you? You want water? Yeah, pay me and I'll give it to you.
就说，如果有人都会对我说这种请求，我会说，你到底是哪种人？你居然在这个时候跟我说要水要饼？
And not only that, then he sat there and he had the nerve to ask me for food.
然后不光是要跟我要水，同时还要我给他食物。
Imagine at home, in your fridge, you got one cup of water, and you got one bit of food left, and you're gonna go, I'm gonna keep this for emergency.
想象在你的家里的冰箱里面，你只有一杯水，只有那么一丁点食物，你说我留着应急用。
And a strange man comes in, open your fridge, drink the water, and eat the food.
那么突然一个陌生人出现在你面前，打开你的冰箱，把你的水和你的食物，仅剩的一点食物都吃掉了。
None of this makes sense.
就是所有发生这些事情都是好像不符合常理。
What's even more strange, notice twice Elijah said, he didn't say, give me water.He didn't say, give me some bread. He said, bring me.
因为大家注意到以利亚跟那个寡妇说了两次，他没有说你给我水会给我饼，他说你去取点水和取点饼给我吃喝。
And yet that widow obeyed.
这时那个寡妇听了以后呢，很顺服的去做。
Because Elijah never asked, give me from what you have.
因为以利亚没有说从你所有的给我。
You only use the word bring when it's of someone else.
他用这个为我取来，给我带来一点，拿来一点东西，就说是从一些有的人那边拿来。
I give your iPhone to me means it belongs to me.
当我说我把我的手机给你的时候，是那个手机是属于我的。
So you say, give me your phone.
所以当你给我说把你的手机给我。
If this phone does not belong to me, you say, bring me the phone.
所以如果这个手机并不是属于你的话，那么那个人会这样说，把那个手机请拿来给我。
See, one of the things that we've got to realize, we own nothing.
所以这个就让我们意识到，其实我们什么都不拥有。
We possess nothing.
我们什么都没有，不拥有，一无所有，其实我们。
And if God says to you, bring me your phone.
如果神对我们说，把手机给我拿来。
Do you understand the difference?
大家明白这个不同的吗？
So the womanHeard, bring.
所以这个寡妇听到以利亚说给我拿来。
It tells you what is in the mind of that lady.
所以这个给我们告诉了这个寡妇她当时这个想法。
She's no ordinary woman.
她并不是一个非常普通的一个寡妇。
We don't know why she became a widow.
我们也不知道她为什么会成为寡妇。
But she's no ordinary woman.
但是我们可以看出她不是一个普通的女子。
Amen. So, we carry on.Okay, verse 12. As surely as the Lord your God lives, she replied, I don't have any bread. Okay. Only a handful of flour in a jar and a little oil in a jug. I'm gathering a few sticks, in another translation, two sticks.To take home and make a meal for myself and my son that we may eat it and die.
然后十二节这里说，他说，我指着永生耶和华你的神起誓，我没有饼，我的坛里只有一把面，瓶里只有一点油，我现在找两根柴，回家要为我和我的儿子做饼，我们吃了，死就死吧。
Brothers and sisters, let me ask you this question. What's your plan for tomorrow?
弟兄姐妹，我们问你一个问题，你明天的计划是什么？
What's your plan for future?
你对将来的计划是什么？
We've got great plans.
我们有很多伟大的计划。
Well, this woman's plan is, I will make whatever, that little flour and that oil, I'll make some bread for my son, not just me, my son and I. We eat and the plan is, then we die.
所以这个寡妇的她的那个计划就是说，他们用他们仅剩的一点面和油做一点饼，让他和他的儿子吃了以后呢，然后呢做什么呢？就死了吧。
Is there anybody here today that you're like that?
我们当中今天有哪一位会有这样的想法呢？
That things are so desperate for you, your plan is, I'm going to just eat my last meal and then die.
有多少位说你的情况多么的窘迫和迫切，以致让你说我今天吃了最后一餐，我明天就死了。
She's not talking about suicide.
她这并不是讲说自杀。
She knows after this meal, it's going to be the last meal, and she and her son will just starve to death.
她知道并不是说她结束自己的生命，她知道她吃了他们最后这点食物以后，她和她的儿子都会因为饥饿而死。
Can anyone become more desperate than that?
还有任何人比这个寡妇和她的儿子更窘迫吗？
She has no husband.
她没有丈夫。
She has one precious son.
她还有一个很宝贵的儿子。
And that's the future.
这就是她所有的将来。
And what does God want her to do?
那么现在神要求她做什么呢？
Did Elijah comes along and say, Hey, God loves you and he has a plan for your life.
以利亚先知来到这个寡妇面前，是不是说神爱你，神在你生命中有个伟大的计划？
God loves you.
神爱你。
He has a fantastic plan for your life.
他在你生命中有一个非常奇妙的计划。
No, God says, provide for Elijah.
反而神会说，叫那个寡妇来给这个先知 供养。
And she doesn't even know that.
然后她自己都没有意识到她要做这样的事情。
You know, it's amazing. God is not looking at what you have, but God is looking for something else like the widow's got.
所以神并不是看我们所拥有的是什么，而是要看我们能神能在我们当中做什么。
Because what we see the widow do, she did give what she didn't have.
所以寡妇，这个寡妇她给的是她所没有的东西。
What's the point for God to give you so much when you hold on to it?
如果神给我们祝福，给我们赐给我们这么多，但我们会紧紧抓住的时候，有什么意义呢？
If there is one person that will hold on to what she has, is that widow.
如果有一个人他可以紧紧抓住他所拥有的，那么就应该是这个寡妇。
And yet Elijah says, go and make me a cake. And then, go and whatever's left, go and make it for you and your son.
然后以利亚对这个寡妇所说，你去呢用你的东西食物为我做一个饼，那么所剩下的东西你再为你自己做吧。
But she said, I only have a little bit of flour and a little bit of oil.
然后寡妇回答说，我只有这么一点点的粉和一点点的油。
The God of provision uses a widow's last meal.
我们耶和华神供应的主来使用这个寡妇所有的最后一餐的那个食材。
When Jesus says to the disciples, you feed the 5,000.
当耶稣对他的门徒说，你们来喂养这五千人。
And they say, where are we going to find all this bread?
然后他的门徒回答说，我们去哪里找这么多饼喂养这五千人呢？
And then somebody said, hey, the boy has got 5 loaves and 2 small fish.
然后有人说，哇，我们这里当中有个小男孩，他刚好有个午餐，有五饼二鱼。
For goodness sake, that's a boy's lunch.
有没有搞错这个小男孩的一个午餐呢？
And notice the boy didn't say, why are you taking my lunch?
有没有想到这个男孩他有没有很惊奇的说，有没有搞错，这是为什么你要拿我的午餐呢？
Did the Bible say that the boy then screamed and cried?
这圣经里没有讲说这个小男孩当时因为怕别人抢了他的午餐那边大喊大叫呢？
That disciple, he's taken my lunch.
他说那个耶稣的门徒要抢我的午餐。
But the boy did not fight back.He gladly gave the lunch to Jesus.
这个小男孩他并没有做任何的反驳，他非常愿意的就把他那仅有的午餐就奉献出来了。
To me, the boy willing to give up his lunch is just as big a miracle as feeding the 5,000.
对于我来说，这个小男孩他可以做出这个举动，把他那个午餐拿出来，跟耶稣喂养五千人这个神迹是一样大的。
You parents know that's true.
做父母的我们非常明白这么一点。
Imagine your children hungry all day and you got that lunchbox, he's holding that lunchbox really hard, give it to me.
想想你的孩子，如果他已经饿了一整天，他就那么有一点点的食物，然后你也说，哦，把那个食物给我。
You know this is not natural.
你知道就是按照常理他绝对不会这样做。
There is something very special about that boy who gave up his lunch.
所以在这个愿意奉献这个午餐的这个小男孩身上有非常非常特别
的。Something very special about the widow.
所以同样在这个寡妇的身上也有很特别的一点。
They both had a generous spirit.
就他们都有一个非常慷慨的灵在里面。
If you need it more than me, you take it.
如果你比我更需要这个东西，那么你拿去吧。
Amen. Hallelujah. It gets more interesting now.
好，我们接着看。
Elijah said to her, don't be afraid. Yeah? The woman's already said, I'm going to eat and die. And then this is the reply. Don't be afraid. Go home. Do as you have said. What did she say? I'm going to make a meal and die. He said, don't worry. Do that.
因为当时寡妇已经说了，我就这么这点饼跟油，你粉跟油，我做了吃了就死了。然后以利亚就对他说呢，不要害怕，你可以照你所说的去做，你尽管吃了去死吧。
Can someone tell me what kind of counseling, what kind of counseling a skill is that?
大家看看，就是我们从以利亚这个对话当中说，这是如何怎样一种以后是。辅导人的一种方法。
Don't be afraid. Go on. Do what you say.
就说你不要害怕，你就做按照你说的去做吧。
And then Elijah make it even worse. But first, before you eat and kill yourself, before you make the last meal and kill yourself, make me a meal first.
然后呢，以利亚后面说的话就更过分了，说好吧，你想怎么办都可以，但是在你准备吃了死之前，那你先给我做一个饼来给我吃。
It doesn't say what does the widow's son think. Didn't mention about the widow's son's reaction.
这里并没有讲到这个寡妇她的儿子的那个反应、哦、
Here's a stranger coming into your house and mum is making the last meal for this man. Big beard, camel clothes, weird guy, and he just eating.
所以我们想想那个当时那个场景，说突然一个陌生人来到我们家里，然后我的母亲呢会做把我们仅剩下的一点食材的做饼给这个陌生人吃。这个大胡子穿着骆驼衣服，然后在那边吃着我们的最后的晚餐。
He eat and go, okay, go and make yourself whatever's left.
让他就是喝饱吃足以后呢，然后说啊，好吧，那剩下的你该干嘛干嘛吧。
Sometimes when God asks us to do something, life gets worse and worse and worse.
就很多时候，当神要我们去做一些事情的时候，我们觉得好像生命中的景况变得越来越糟，越来越糟。
Because God was trying to bring something out.
因为神尝试在这环境当中把一些东西都带出来。
Because we realize, is it the widow who's providing for Elijah, or Elijah providing for the widow?
所以我们这里在看，是这个寡妇在供养以利亚呢，还是以利亚来为这个寡妇供给呢？
Is it God commanding you to provide, or is it God finding a way to provide for you?
是神在吩咐你去给予呢，还是神要找个方法来供应给你呢？
Amen.
Amen.
There are times when God tells you to do things that absolutely does not make sense.
但有的时候神让我们去做一些事情好像完全不符合常理。
But you know because the Holy Spirit is telling you in your heart that is the right thing to do.
但是你知道圣灵在你里面有一个印证告诉你这是正确的事情去做。
Amen. Amen. Because God is a God who provides.
因为神是供给的神。
He's not asking for the creation to provide. He will provide for the creation.
他不是让那些我们这些被造之物来供应，而是他作为创造主，他来亲自供应。
And so he says here, for this is what the Lord said. And this they said, first make, he said, don't be afraid. Go home and do as you have said. But first make me a small cake of bread for me,from what you have and bring it to me, and then make something for yourself and your son. For this is what the Lord say, the Lord, the God of Israel says, the jar of flour will not be used up and the jug of oil will not run dry until the day of the Lord gives rain on the land.
然后我们看十三节，可以以利亚对他说，不要惧怕，可以照你所说的去做吧，只要先为我做一个小饼拿来给我，然后为你和你的儿子做饼，因为耶和华以色列的神如此说，坛内的面必不会减少，瓶里的油必不缺短，直到耶和华使雨降在地上的日子。
Notice the word of the Lord comes after she gave him the water and she opened her heart.
所以注意到神的话只是在当这个寡妇给了水给以利亚，并且他把他的心向他打开以后，然后神的话临到了他。
Sometimes God say comes to us and tell us to do a small thing.
很多时候神呢在我们生命中让我们做一些很小的事情。
And if we are willing,
当我们愿意去遵循的时候，
bring that water to Elijah and she's just generous. She's just obedient.
所以当他把那好像这个寡妇把水带给取给以利亚，并且呢很慷慨的愿意去做这件事情的时候，
then the word of the Lord comes.
然后接着神的话就临到他。
And then God says, when you do this, your flour and your jar of oil will never run out.
所以神对他说，如果你如此行的话，你的面和你的油必不会短缺。
That's God.
这就是我们的神。
When the boy was willing to give up his lunch,
当那个小男孩愿意把他的那个午餐奉献出来的时候，
he experienced something that no other child had experienced.
他经历到了其他任何小朋友都不可能经历到的一个奇妙的经历。
Can you imagine when the boy goes back home and his mother said, "How was lunch?"
有没有想象这个小男孩当时回到了家以后，他的妈妈问他：“哦，你的午餐怎么样啊？”
Mom, you will never believe what happened to my lunch.
然后小男孩会对妈妈说：“妈，你绝对想不到刚刚发生了什么事情。”
It fed 5,000 people.
我的那个午餐喂饱了5,000人呐。
God, for you and for me, you never know what God has done through my life because I say yes.
你没有想到当我们对神说是的时候我们完全想象不到神会在我们生命中所做的事情。
And I just did that one small thing.
我就做了给神帮神为神做了这么小小的一件事情。
And from my hands, from my life, God just made me multiply.
从我的生命从我的手神使用我来倍增来祝福其他人。
We may be so insignificant,
我们可能
but God can use us to do amazing things.
我们可能看自己都觉得很微不足道，但是神可以使用我们的生命来成为很大的一个祝福。
That's why we hear so many testimonies of people who are willing, they're so insignificant, and yet they can change a nation.
所以我们听到过很多很多这样的见证，虽然一个他们的生命看似很微不足道，但是因为他们的愿意的摆上，他们的生命改变了一个国家。
If God wants to save London,Do you honestly think he will go and look for a mega church? He will look for rich people.
如果你想，如果神要来拯救伦敦这个城市，你觉得他会找那些巨大的教会？你会觉得他会找那些很富有的人吗？
He will use exactly what people would not use.
他会用，绝对是用其他人不会所使用的那群人。
Amen.
Amen.
God is God.
神就是神。
Don't think that he doesn't know what he's doing.
不要认为说神不知道他在做什么。
But there's something hidden in that verse 14 that I want to show you that only when you read in Hebrew can you actually see it.
在这个14节当中呢有一些讯息是隐藏的只有你通过来读希伯来文的时候你可能悟出其中的一些。
And that will also tell you the purpose of why God is using a widow.
所以这里可以让我们看到为什么神会使用这个寡妇来做这件事情。
It says there, until the day the Lord sends rain on the earth.
这里14节最后一句话讲，直到耶和华使雨降在地上的日子。
God will provide for the widow as long as until the day when the rain comes to Israel.
所以神就直到这个耶和华使雨降在以色列全地的时之前神都会来供应给这个寡妇。
Do you remember the reason why there's no rain is because of the disobedience and the sin of the king and the nation.
所以当时为什么神不降雨在地上就是因为以色列百姓和那些君王他们悖逆的罪。
So for God to restore the rain,It has to come via someone else.
所以为了让神来恢复这个雨降在地上必须要从其他一个人来。
When God restores the rain, it has to also come via a vessel that is obedient to him.
所以神只有借着一个顺服的一个器皿才可以恢复这个雨降在地上。
Because that's how God does things.
这也是神做事的一种方法。
When something happens on the earth, it always happens through a person.
当在地上有事情发生神总是借着一个人或者器皿来做到。
In the Hebrew basically says, until the day you, the lady, you will send the rain. It's what the Hebrew says.
所以这其实如果我们查考那个希伯来文的话这里讲说耶和华说直到耶和华使借着你借着你这个寡妇使雨降在地上的日子。
Through you, God will send his rain.
神说借着你我会降雨在地上。
Through us, if we are obedient, God will send his blessing.
所以如果我们顺服神会借着我们会降使他的祝福临到。
Because of what the widow did, God can now say, I'm going to send the rain because you've been obedient.
就是因为这个寡妇所做的事情，神可以这样说，因为你的顺服，所以我今天会降雨在你
身上。You have done something that even the king, even the nation, all the leaders would not do.
他说因为你做的事情是所有以色列全体的百姓，这些首领和君王都没有做的事情。
That is to obey me.
就是顺服耶和华神。
That is to believe me.
就是来信靠耶和华神。
Now you may say I'm making this up.
可能你会说是我自己编出来这一点。
I'll show you, Jesus picked up the same thing.
我会跟大家看，主耶稣也同样用了这一点。
And so, verse 15 says, So she went away and did as Elijah told her. So there was no food every day for Elijah. And for the woman and her family, for the jar of flour was not used up.And the jug of oil did not dry in keeping with the word of the Lord spoken by Elijah.
然后十六节说妇人就照以利亚十五节妇人就照以利亚的话去行她和她家中的人并以利亚都吃了许多日子。然后坛里的面果不减少瓶里的油也不缺短正如耶和华借以利亚所说的话
Verse 15 says She believed, she obeyed Not only did she feed herself and her son But her whole family
所以就说十五节讲说妇人呢照着以利亚的话去行了以后那么结果是什么不光是他和他的儿子包括他的全家都没有挨饿
You see, when we obey God, not only are we blessed, but everyone around us are blessed as well.
所以当我们自己去顺服的时候不光我们自己蒙福我们周围的人我们的家人都也因此蒙福
Instead of eating one meal and die, she ate and ate for an entire year.
与其他自己只是吃了最后一餐死去他吃了吃了然后最后还活了很长日子
Therefore, brothers and sisters the answer did, So did the widow provide for Elijah or did Elijah provide for the widow?
所以这里问大家说 是这个寡妇供应给以利亚呢还是以利亚来供应呢给这个寡妇呢
God was actually providing and answering the prayers of the widow.
所以其实神是借此来回应这个寡妇的这个祷告来亲自供应给她。
And through her, she showed faith.
因为她的所行彰显了她对神的信心。
Generosity.
她一个慷慨的心。
That God through her brought the rain back.
神借着这样一个器皿把雨降在了地上。
We go to Luke chapter 4.
让我们看路加福音第四章。
Let's go to Luke chapter 4.You know, after Jesus declared him, read from Isaiah.
这里当耶稣引用了以赛亚书的经文。
And this was from his local synagogue.
这是从当地的那个
local synagogue
会堂，他从当会堂的教会堂去教训人。
And his local people could not believe that who he is. He said, "Isn't this not the son of Joseph?"
所以当耶稣在他的本乡的会堂去跟他们 教导的时候他本乡那些老百姓都不相信他说这不就是约瑟的儿子吗
and then Jesus say these words
然后这里耶稣对他们说这些话
because they refused to believe him
因为他们拒绝来相信耶稣
He said in verse 23 Jesus said to them Surely you will quote this proverb to me Physician, heal yourselfDo here in your own hometown what we have heard that you did in Capernaum.
耶稣对他们说你们必引这俗语向我说医生你医治自己吧我们听见你在加百农所行的事也当行在你自己的家乡里。
The correct pronunciation of Capernaum is actually Capernaum.Capernaum.
是加百农吗
It's the village of Nahum.
The what?
Village of Nahum. Capernaum.
Naomi. Nahum.
But in English, we call it Capernaum.
加百农，刚刚是那个希伯来的发音吗？
I tell you the truth. He continued, no prophet is accepted in his hometown.
然后二十四节，耶稣又说，我实在告诉你们，没有先知是在自己的家乡是被人悦纳的。
Why do people don't accept prophets of his own town?
为什么那些百姓不在自己的本乡接纳这些先知呢？
Because they watched you grow up, they know what you, they're familiar with you. They don't believe you when suddenly you say, you know what, I'm the Messiah.
因为他们是从小看着你长大，对你是真的是非常的熟知，非常的熟悉。当突然有一天你站在他们面前说我就是弥赛亚的时候，他们当然不接受。
Doesn't matter how great you are.
不管你是多么有能力的人，
Your family will always see you the same way.
就好像你的家人总是好像有不同的眼光看待你。
And that's what Jesus is saying. Even though I am the Messiah, you can't recognize me. You refuse to accept me.
所以就是耶稣在对他们说，尽管我是弥赛亚，但是你认不出我，你也不接受我。
Remember, I said the widow was a Gentile.
记不记得刚刚我们看的那个寡妇，她是外邦人。
And God chose a widow.
神选择这个寡妇。
And so Jesus picked this up.
所以这里呢，耶稣再次引用这个。
In verse 25, he says, I assure you that there were many widows in Israel in Elijah's time when the sky was shut for 3.5 years and there was a severe famine throughout the land. Yet Elijah was sent to, not to any of them,but to the widow in Sarepta in the region of Sidon.
是的，可以回到25节吗？然后耶稣说，我对你们说实话，当以利亚的时候，天闭塞了3年零6个月，遍地有大饥荒，那时以色列中有许多的寡妇，以利亚并没有奉差往他们一个人那里去，只奉差往西顿的撒勒法一个寡妇那里去。
You see, Jesus is saying there are so many widows that God could have just chosen.
这里主耶稣说，其实神可以在这么多寡妇当中随便选一个就可以了。
But he chose that particular widow.
但是他会去特别选定在这个外邦的地方的
一个寡妇。Like I said, there is something.Different about that widow.
所以我说，在这个寡妇身上有很特别之处。
What we could see is she had faith.
我们能看到就是她里面有这个信心。
She believed.
她真的相信。
And she was generous.
并且她有这个慷慨之心。
Why is it that I say she has faith and believe?
为什么我说她有这个信心并且相信呢？
Because that was the whole point of Jesus using her as an example.
这也是耶稣引用她这个例子的一个。用处。
I said, as a prophet, he's not welcome in his own town. That's why he uses this example. Because you don't believe me. But this widow, why did God choose her? Because she believed Elijah.
所以就是神想，主耶稣想证明这一点，就是他在本乡不被他本乡的那些百姓接受，就好像神会使用一个在外邦的一个寡妇相信他。
So brothers and sisters,No matter what we think, as long as we believe God will use us as an individual or as a church and without doubt, we just wait, we believe, we pray, and we do whatever God tells us to do. Why? Because that is what qualifies you to be a vessel.
所以不光是我们怎么想，只要我们相信说，我们相信对神有信心，我们祷告，我们等候，想去做神让我们所做的事，那么这就是使我们有资格成为神能使用的器皿。
It's a bit like Jesus saying to us, I can come to London and there are many churches in London.
就好像主耶稣说，我要来到伦敦，但是伦敦有很多的教会。
But I've chosen that particular congregation.
但是我会特定的选定这一群人。
What's so different about that congregation?
这些会众有什么特别之处呢？
Because they believe me.
因为他们相信我。
They have faith.
因为他们对我有信心。
And they are generous because they don't hold on to what I give them.
而并且他们很慷慨，他们并不是紧紧抓住我所赐给他们的东西。
Amen.
Amen.
And there's one more, he says.
而且这里还有一点。
He says,And there were many in Israel with leprosy in the time of Elijah, the prophet. Yet not one of them was cleansed, only Naaman the Syrian.
然后主耶稣接着说，先知以利沙的时候，以色列中有许多长大麻风的，但内中除了叙利亚国的乃曼，没有一个得洁净。
Why does Jesus use another example?
为什么主耶稣又用另外一个旧约里面的例子？
Because the widow represents the poorest of the poor.
因为这个寡妇代表了贫穷当中的贫穷人。
Naaman represents the most powerful person. He's a general. He was rich.He was well respected by society.
那么这个乃曼的又是谁呢？他是叙利亚的将军，他的身份、他的地位都受到众人的一个尊崇。
Yet God chose him.
然后神呢拣选了这个器皿。
He said there are many lepers, and yet God only healed him.
他说在以色列国当中有很多长大麻风的，但是为什么神单单选他来医治他呢？
Because he believed.
也因为他相信。
He accepted God.
他也接受了神。
Can you see, it is not, you do not qualify because you are rich or you are poor. You qualify, you are justified because you believe.
所以换言之，我们今天能获得这个资格成为神的器皿，并不是因为我们富有还是贫穷，取决的原因只有一点，只要我们相信。
That's why, brothers and sisters, what we can learn from this widow is that God can use anyone.
所以从这个寡妇的例子我们可以看到神可以使用任何一个人。
And while we are praying for God's provision, God could use that to transform your life.
当我们祷告神的供应在我们当中的时候神会使用这样的机会来改变我们的生命。
You know, it could be just a simple prayer, please God, help me.
可能只是一个很简单的祷告说神啊请你帮助我。
But God may decide it, I'm not only going to help you, I'm going to use your situationTo transform other situations, to bless other people.
所以神可能会决定说，我不光要来帮助你，我还用你这样的一个机会来改变很多其他人的生命。
And that's why sometimes we find that things doesn't make sense. God, why are you not answering my prayers? Or why are you answering my prayer like that?
所以很多时候为什么我们生命中发生的一些光景我们觉得好像很难去很理解就是神为什么你不垂听我的祷告或者神你为什么没按照这个方式来垂听我的祷告
That's God
但这就是神他做事的方法
He's looking for a vessel that will believe him
神所寻找的就是一个器皿真正的相信他
And that could just be the way that God will use you
这就是神能使用你的一个方法
In the time of your desperation in the time of your need
在我们很迫切的时候在我们有极度需求的时候
But we might make sure we learn from the widow.
但是让我们真的是从这个寡妇的身上去学习
We believe.
让我们相信神
And we let God have all that he wants.
让神来拥有他所要他想要做什么都可以
Amen.
Amen.
Because God wants to do something on this earth.
因为神要在这个地上做事的时候
He wants someone with open hands.
他想要我们成为那个打开手双手的人
So that he can put it in that hand and that hand never closes.
所以他可以放他的祝福在这个手上然后这个手永远不会关上
I receive with my hand and I with an open hand and I give with an open hand.
用双手来领受也用双手来给予
The moment you do this
当我们一把手握紧的时候
And you do that
然后紧紧的抓住的时候
You become a closed vessel.
我们就变成了一个闭塞的一个器皿。
Because you don't believe God can use you.
因为你不相信神可以使用。
Because you don't believe that God will provide after this even more.
因为你不相信神在这个之后可以给你更大的一个祝福，更大的一个供应。
Amen.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, God often uses us. You know, a bottle.How can a vessel contain the infinite God?
一个器皿如何能承载一个无限量的神呢?
How can you and I be a vessel that allow the infinite God be contained in us?
你和我如何让这一位无限的神可以住在我们里面呢?
Because if you take
承载在我们里面呢?
This bottle, you can only...Put so much water in there.
因为每一个器皿都有它的容量，它只可以承载一定的体积。
And once it's full, it will just overflow.
因为当它被充满之后，它就会溢出来。
But when I take the bottom out of this bottle, take the bottom.
但是我把这个瓶子的底给拿走的时候，
if this bottle no longer becomes closed,
当这个瓶子不再是一个关闭的一个瓶子的时候，
guess what?
猜一猜怎么样？
A mighty river can flow through it.
一个巨大的河流它可以涌流进来。
And that is a secret in serving God.
这也是我们在服侍神当中的一个奥秘。
You be open there and you be open there.
我们上下两头都打开。
And allow him to flow through you. Allow him to flow through you.
然后让神可以借着我们这样器皿流淌。
God is a mighty river.
神就是那个涌流的泉水。
And we must remain as an open vessel.
那我们必须要让自己处在一个开放式的一个器皿的状态。
We must not close ourselves.
我们不能把自己所关闭起来。
We must keep ourselves open with belief.
我们要凭着信心让我们保持一种开放的状态。
With generosity.
带着一个慷慨的心，大方的心。
So that the mighty God can flow through us.
这样一个伟大的神可以流淌在我们里面。
Amen.
Amen.
And I believe God is looking for vessels in this period because the world desperately needs vessels like this.
因为我相信在现在这个时刻，神是很迫切的寻求这样一个器皿，因为这个世界有很多的需要。
You say, "What can I do? I'm just one person. What can I can't do anything in Ukraine?" You never know if you obey God.
因为你可能说我一个人我能做什么，我一个人我也不能改变乌克兰的局势呀。但是如果我们相信神，你不知道神能做什么事情。
You never know what God will call you to do.
永远想不到神会呼召你做什么事情。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父，
I ask that you will open our hearts.
我祷告求你来亲自打开我们
的心。That our hands will be open.
让我们的手是向你敞开的
to receive,
来领受
and to give,
并且来给予
Lord, individually, corporately, speak to us.
主啊不光是我们个体当中也在我们团体当中都来对我们说话
Help us to be your vessel.
帮助我们来成为你的器皿
A vessel that is generous.
让我们成为一个慷慨的器皿
That is believing.
带着一个有信心的器皿
hold on to your word.
让我们可以紧紧地抓住你的话语
Father, use us as a humble vessel.
主要求你使用我们成为一个饥渴的器皿
Broken.
让我们为你破碎
That we can never ever shut ourselves.
让我们以致我们不再永远不会向你关闭我们自己
I pray that this afternoon, Lord God, that you would do something that we didn't expect.
主要我们祷告今天下午在我们当中做一些我们所没有期待的一些事情
As we worship you, Lord, I ask your hand will come upon us and touch us
主我们祷告当我们接下来敬拜的时候你的手亲自来触摸我们
Oh, hallelujah
Yes, Lord
Some of you have been praying, Oh God, use me
我们当中有人在跟神祷告说神啊请你使用我
And this is what the Lord is telling you
这是神在对你说
Keep believing in me
继续的相信我
Keep being generous.
继续的慷慨
Keep yourself open.
让你自己处于一个敞开的一个状态
The time will come.
神的时机会临到
God will manifest.
神会彰显他自己
Himself through you.
借着你来彰显他自己
Oh, hallelujah, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. This is a very holy moment.
这是一个很圣洁的一个时刻。
Let the Holy Spirit touch you.
让圣灵亲自来触摸我们。
Hallelujah. Let's all stand.
让我们站立起来一起的敬拜。
在主神面前歌颂你，我要向你一生下拜，为你痴爱和全世界赞你名，我要一生，我要一心诚献。
今天不管是在网上的还是在我们实体教会的我们当中有很大部分人你可能被伤害过
Even right now
就算现在
Because you really desire to serve God
因为你真的很渴慕来服侍神
But the more you gave, the more people hurt you.
但是你觉得好像你给予更越多，就更多人来伤害你。
The more you became disappointed with people and with God.
你就好像对人和对神都越失望。
And you say, how can this be?
你说为什么会这样子？
I poured out my heart unto the Lord, and this is what I got.
你说我好像全身心来侍奉神，但是我得到的却是这个。
I've become bitter.
好像你心里有了苦毒。
I've become reluctant.
变得好像有点无所谓了。
And now I do not want to do anything.
就现在好像我什么都不愿意做了。
Because I don't know what to do. It's not because I don't want to serve. I just don't want to do. I just don't want to go through that suffering again.
你说并不是我不想做，而是我不知道做什么。我不想因为我做了什么又经历之前这种伤痛。
Let the Lord tell you today, that's from the devil.
今天神要对你说，你这种想法是从魔鬼来的。
The devil wants to destroy that which God has planned in your life.
因为魔鬼要毁坏神在你生命中一个护照。
It is the enemy.
这是我们的仇敌的工作。
Trying to sabotage, trying to destroy that which is yours.
尝试来压制你，尝试来阻止你属于你的东西。
But if you have faith,
今天如果你真的有信心，
you will see the goodness of the Lord.
你会亲眼见证神的良善。
And that you will see your hand when you touch things, they come alive.
你看到你的手所触碰的东西都有生命。
You know, the Lord intended that you will impart life to people.
因为神所预算的是你要把生命供应给人。
Through the Holy Spirit.
借着圣灵的工作。
To bring hope to people.
给人带来盼望。
To bring life to people.
给人带来生命
to take them out from darkness,
帮助他们引他们出离这个黑暗
to heal the brokenhearted,
来医治那些受伤的灵魂
to set the captives free,
来那些被掳的得释放
don't let the enemy steal that from you,
不要让仇敌从你的生命中偷袭的这一切
and the Lord is saying, it is still there for you to take back up,
神在对你说仍然这个是在那边让你要夺回来
so arise,
让我们兴起
Let your wounds be healed.
让你的伤口得到医治。
Believe in the Holy Spirit.
相信圣灵的工作。
And let him use you.
让神来使用你。
For his glory.
为着他的荣耀。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If that word is for you, when we sing, I want you to let go of the stuff that holds you back.
如果这句话是对你说的，那么等下我们敬拜的时候，让你打开你的心来放手那些捆绑你的东西。
Sing it away.
让我们借着我们的敬拜，把这个重担放下。
Betsy, can we sing? Oh, let the Son of God enfold you.
Oh, let the Son of God enfold you. See your deed.With His Spirit and His love,
let Him fill your heart.
Let Him fill your heart and satisfy your soul. Forgive me of the things that hold you. With His Spirit.Descend upon your life and make you whole. Jesus, oh Jesus, come and be.Jesus, oh Jesus, come and fill your Spirit like a dove will descend upon your life.
And let's lift up our hands and welcome Him. Let it come upon you.
Jesus, oh Jesus, come and fill your land. Jesus, oh
sisters, let Jesus fill you.
在我们今天让耶稣来充满我们。
Until you are satisfied.
直到我们得到满满的满足。
Until your joy comes back in your life.
直到喜乐再次又充满我们。
Until you become content.
直到我们在祂里面有满足。
Oh Lord God, we all need to be filled by you.
主，我们都需要被你大大的充满住。
Father, restore what the enemy has taken.
主啊，求你来恢复仇敌所掳去的。
Restore what the enemy has destroyed.
来亲自来修复仇敌所摧毁的。
Oh Lord, silence the voice of the enemy.
主啊，求你亲自来消灭仇敌一切的声音。
God, you call me into the ministry.
主，你来呼召我们进入你的事工。
You call me to be a witness.
主啊，你呼召我来成为你的见证人。
You call me to be a holy vessel.
主，你呼召我成为你圣洁的器皿。
Here I am, Lord.
主，我在这里。
Here I am.
主，我在这里。
Anoint me.
求你亲自来恩膏我。
Fill me with your presence.
用你的同在来充满。
Fill me with the Holy Spirit.
用你的圣灵来充满我。
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lord, I really, really want.To make a difference in today's world.
主，愿我们成为这个给世界带来不同，带来改变。
I open my heart to you.
主，今天我们向你敞开我们的心。
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I will sit in your presence. Hallelujah.
让我们在你的同在当中。
I will sit in your presence.
耶稣。
I will sit in your presence.
主，让我们在你的同在当中。
Thank you, Lord.
谢谢你，主。
Heal us, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
就请你亲自的医
治。Heal us, Lord.
来医治我们。
Heal us, Lord. The presence of God is really coming down, really manifesting itself.
神的同在真的就在我们当中。
Open your hearts.
让我们打开我们的心。
Oh, glorious Lord.Those of you online, you open your hearts. The same anointing is touching you. The presence of God is here.
在网上的弟兄姊妹，你们也打开你们的心，神的恩膏同样临到你的家中。
Worship Him and glorify Him.
让我们来敬拜他，来归荣耀与他。
Hallelujah. Just a few more moments, brothers and sisters, just to let the Holy Spirit do more.
让我们在等候，让圣灵更多来触摸我们。
Hallelujah. I'm worthy to be praised, the Lamb upon the throne. And to Him we lift our voice in praise, the Lamb. Open your heart, the presence of God is strong. Let it fill your heart. Hallelujah. Touching our hearts. For imparting your spirit into us again. Renew us. Renew us. And bless our families. And bless our days ahead. Holy Spirit, guide us in every way. We commit everyone's life to you.
主，把我们每个人的生命都交托于你。
Especially those who are online.
特别是在网上的弟兄姊妹们。
I really feel people there are struggling.
我感受到我们当中有人真的很挣扎。
You're struggling with the reality of God.
你很挣扎跟神的这个现实。
And yet you know that God is with you.
你知道神是与你同在的。
You cry.
可能你也哭泣。
You feel as though God is not there.
但是你很难过说你觉得好像神不在那里一样。
But God is setting you free now.
现在神要来释放你。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Please be seated. Come forward if you need prayer.
大家请坐，如果有需要，请来到前面，我们为你代祷。
See you next week. God bless you.
我们下周再见，神祝福大家。Thank you.